You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at night. KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. You're with Taylor Morgan and Adam Gardner. Adam, there has been so much great economic news about Utah over the past month or two. Utah has the hottest job market in the country, according to the Wall Street Journal. Utah has one of the fastest growing economies in the entire country. Also, turns out Utah has 10 cities out of 1,334 cities nationally, I think, that were ranked.
Pretty amazing.
Utah has 10 cities that have been rated as one of the best cities in the country to start a new business. We really are the startup state. There's no question about it. To talk more about this topic and maybe delve into why Utah is such a good place to start a business, we wanted to bring on Cassandra Happy, a Wallet Hub analyst. Cassandra, welcome to KSL at Night. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're pretty excited about this. What makes Utah so special?
So Utah really stood out in this study as far as the business environment goes. That was one of the three key dimensions we looked at in this study. And that included metrics such as the average growth in the number of small businesses, startups per capita, and the average revenue per business. And when you look at all of those metrics combined, Utah was definitely in the top 10, if not the top 25% in every single metric that we looked at in that particular area.
Cassandra, that's amazing. I'm looking at the list here, and you have ranked number one, Cedar City, Utah, number two, St. George, Utah, and number four, Washington, Utah. So three of your top five are in southern Utah, which is pretty amazing to me. When I read the article, that's what stood out to me most. Is there anything specific about being in southern Utah? Is it different because it's off the Wasatch Front? It's not close to Salt Lake, so they kind of have to, work with each other in such a small town. What's the reason for southern Utah being so high on the list?
I think you definitely hit on some points there. Specifically, when we looked at the numbers, what stood out was the average growth in the number of small businesses in those particular cities. For instance, Washington and St. George both tied for first place in that particular metric.
Wow. Wow.
And also the startups per capita, Cedar City, St. George, and Washington all tied for first place on that metric as well. So I think that's really a good indication that these are just hubs that are really starting to build up. Even though they're small cities, they're definitely starting to build momentum.
I think this is so interesting. And Adam, I think perhaps you were alluding to this, the proximity and accessibility perhaps of outdoor recreation and some of these landscapes that are perhaps a real force of attraction to bring in talent, right? To retain talent, but also to recruit talent potentially to southern Utah. You combine that kind of asset in terms of outdoor recreation and proximity with the business-friendly environment. I think that, I don't know, that is something I would like to delve into a little more.
That's the reason that I would want to go to southern Utah.
Absolutely.
To work.
I'm going down to southern Utah on Wednesday night to go spend a weekend in Zion with my family, right? I would love to live a little bit closer to that part of the world. But Cassandra, what else can you tell us about business-friendly environment here in Utah? Are there specific kinds of regulation or deregulation that make Utah stand out relative to other states? Unlike Florida and Texas and a few other states, we still have a state income tax here in Utah. So what about regulation or business-friendly environment aside from just taxes is significant here?
So I think it's important to just note that even if these particular cities weren't like the absolute top of the list in a particular metric, we looked at so many different metrics and dimensions in the study in so many different locations that when you look at these rank orders, seeing these really great numbers, besides some numbers that maybe you wouldn't think were that great, is just really fascinating. You touched on as far as like corporate taxes. That was one thing that we did look at. And all of the cities in Utah, since this is more of a state level metric, they ranked 290th overall, but that's out of 1,334 cities. So yeah, it's a really good indication that there's some policies in place that make it a very inviting atmosphere for people who are looking to start a business.
Well, you bring up a good point. You said it was inviting for people that want to start a business. I got to ask, are people living in Cedar City, Utah, or Lehigh, Utah, or Eagle Mountain, Midvale, American Fork, are they just living there thinking, you know what, I have this entrepreneurial spirit, I would love to start a business right where I live? Or are people actually moving into Utah to say, these guys have the best regulations, this is where I want to be to start my business?
You know, we really didn't dig too deeply into where this growth was coming from, whether it's, you know, organic or if it's from, you know, being from moving into the state. But I think it is, it could very well be that when people see other startups being successful, it can definitely encourage them to take the plunge and maybe pursue that dream of starting up their own business right in their backyard.
Yeah. Cassandra, this study specifically is about small cities, smaller cities. Do we have a sense of what kinds of small businesses do the best in small cities? Is it tech? Is it virtual? Or are we talking retail stores, restaurants? What kinds of small businesses perform the best in these small cities?
You know, we really didn't dig too much into that. But I will say that tech is definitely, you know, the big headline that we see these days as far as startups go, and as more and more organizations implement AI and build up databases of information and customers, that's definitely going to be a growing sector. And I can definitely see that being a big source for startups, even in smaller cities, since it doesn't, you know, with the technology, there's a lot more flexibility typically with work arrangements. So being in a, starting in a small city and really being more of a global company, isn't that crazy nowadays?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Cassandra Happy from Wallet Hub, you're an analyst at Wallet Hub. Hopefully that is the correct title. Thank you so much for joining us here on KSL at Night. We really put you on the hot seat there. We're very excited about these numbers, and so we've been throwing a lot of tough questions at you. We really appreciate you fielding them and being with us tonight.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Adam, just, you know, just have a little bit of time, maybe a minute or so left. What are your takeaways from this? What are you thinking?
You know, as I look at this list, one thing that I think is pretty crucial is, like, I'm seeing Lehigh on here, Eagle Mountain, Midvale. You have a lot of places that are really close to Utah's tech hub, to Silicon Slopes. So you can, in Utah, the great thing about Utah, we're not only the best managed state in the country, but if we're number one for entrepreneurs, you can see that if I live in a small town, if I live in American Fork or Cedar City or Washington, when I start my business, I'm not alone. There are others that really thrive. And we have this kind of volunteer mentality here in the state of Utah where they want to mentor you. If you want to start a business, you have so many mentors that will
help
you.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
And you have a lot of access to capital here.
True.
People are willing to take risks in Utah.
And access to education, I think, is key. And it was one of the metrics listed in this study. And, you know, there's something very special happening in Southern Utah. And it's been happening for a while with the growth and everything. Thinking of education, Utah Tech, Southern Utah University in Cedar. This is very special, right? I would not have expected that Utah's highest ranked cities, those three, would all be clustered in that southwestern corner. I think that is super intriguing, and it's something that we'll continue to follow and discuss here on KSL at Night. Coming up next, we are going to be joined by legal analyst, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas, to give us an update on the latest developments in the Trump hush money trial in New York. That's right after this.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.